Good evening to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night here on, what is it, May the 20th, 2025. I'll get there by the end of the show, I'm sure. So welcome to the next 3 hours with a little brief intermission coming up at the end of the first hour to Beagley at Night. All the usual things in all the usual places. And we start off with the Zulus.
Sisters and Fordyce, who was playing the piano. So well, welcome to Beagley at Night. I've had a good week since I was with you last week. I saw something on Saturday which I have not seen for a gazillion years, well, at least half a gazillion years, and that was called the Eurovision Song Contest. She sat through it all, and apparently I know nothing about music because the three songs that I liked got absolutely nowhere, and the song that I thought was really bad was the one that won. Shows you what I know, right? But it's nice to see that the voting is still exactly the same. Got nothing to do with music, purely political. But you know what? That's the way I like it. So I hope you had a good week, as I say. And congratulations to, I think it was Italy, who won the Eurovision Song Contest. And hard luck to Great Britain. Really wasn't a great song, was it? Let's be truthful. But they did their best. But to get nil points from the people, I thought was a bit bad. That's just me. If you have one available, get your trumpet out, because here's a treat.
Thank you. in Portsmouth, Gosport and Havant on 98.6 FM, and in Chichester, Bognor and Selsey on 94.8 FM. This is Angel Radio.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Right from the dawning through till the evening, nothing but slaving, and all the time I pray.
Weary, so weary.
Out in the morning, out on the job,
work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray.
While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? All in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across and wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Lovely stuff. Well, that was Frankie Lane with John Conlon's Rhythm Airs, and that lucky old son from 1953. And before that, we had A Treat for Trumpet from 1964, and that was, of course, with Bert Camfort and his orchestra. Lovely sound they made, and still, to this day, still think they were one of the best bands around at the time. Of course, there was Bert, and there was James Last, and a few other people as well, much like Jeff Love as well, but Bert K certainly up there. Time now for Jazz by Jove, and this week it's two from Mr. Chris Barber.
Thank you.
Chris Barber and Digga Digga Doo, and before that, Bobby Shafto, according to my script here, without an E at the end of Shafto. Some do, some don't. But both of those songs came from Chris Barber. And we'll have some more Jazz by Jove around about the same time next week, all being well. Coming up in, where are we, about 4 minutes' time, actually about 3 minutes' time, we will have Perry Francordine, and I've got a good clip for you this week. I think you're going to enjoy it. But before that, how about this?
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are and why I'm so in love with you. Secret love's no secret anymore. Secret love's no secret anymore.
Makes you want to purse your lips and have a whistle yourself, doesn't it? That was Slim Whitman from 1953 and Secret Love. All right, it's time now for our Perry, Dean or Frank spot. And this is where we come up with, usually it's a guess. We ask you to guess who it is that you're hearing. But this week I'm actually going to tell you that it is Perry Como, and it's from a television program that he did, 75 years ago. It's amazing, isn't it? And it was a promotion, I guess, because it was introducing what was actually to become quite a famous film from Mr. Walt Disney. Have a listen. I think you can work it out pretty quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the near future, there's a Walt Disney picture coming your way called Cinderella. Tonight, we would like to preview some of the highlights from this particular picture with the help of Eileen Woods and the Fontaine sisters. Cinderella, you remember, was a beautiful young girl who lived with her wicked stepmother and her two selfish sisters. They gave Cinderella a terrible time, making her clean, cook, scrub, and wash while they went out to parties every night. Poor Cinderella had nobody for company except a little kitchen mice. It made the mice very, very mad to see the way Cinderella had to work, work, work.
Cinderella, Cinderella, night and day, it's Cinderella. Make the fire, fix the breakfast, wash the dishes, do the mopping,
and the cleaning, and the dusting. They always keep her hopping.
Go around in circles till she's very, very dizzy. Still they holler.
Well, one night, Cinderella's two sisters went to the palace of the prince to attend a ball. Cinderella wanted to go too, more than anything in the world. But she had nothing to wear but old kitchen rags. And then, all of a sudden, Cinderella's fairy godmother appeared. The godmother decided something had to be done. And she asked the little kitchen mice if they could make Cinderella a dress to wear at the ball. And do you know what the little mice said? Set to work, fast as they could. They stitched and they sewed, and in no time at all, there was a beautiful dress for Cinderella to wear. Just the sort of a dress she had always dreamed about.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will
Ah, but the fairy godmother wasn't finished yet. She waved her magic wand and salagadoola. The pumpkin was turned into a wonderful coach to take Cinderella to the castle. Then she waved her wand again and mishigaboola. The mice were turned into handsome white horses and footmen. And then, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Off went Cinderella to meet the prince with whom she lived happily ever after. Which just goes to prove what wonderful things you can do if you just remember to say, Salagadoola, Metsigaboola, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. You put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi Bobbidi. Salagadoola, Metsigaboola, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Salagadoola means a Metsigaboola Roo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Salagadoola, Metsigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. You put them together and what have you got?
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
If your mind is in a dither and your heart is in a haze, I'll haze your dither and dither your haze with a magic phrase.
If you chase your bobbidi-boo, if you chase your round my trouble,
good girl,
and you follow my jinx, I'll jinx your troubles and trouble your jinx in less than 40 winks. Jinx my own.
Salagadoola, Manchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Salagadoola, Manchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Salagadoola means a Manchigaboola-roo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Salagadoola, Manchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-bob
Well, that was very interesting. I thought that was from 1950. It was live, by the way. Perry Como and guests. And at the very end there, the person walking on was obviously Donald Duck, who was accompanied by Walt Disney. I thought that would be rather interesting for you to hear. Do hope you agree.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios. The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Why did the crocodile weep? Sitting on a pile of stones beside the Nile. Why did the crocodile weep? Every little while, in that funny style. Had he a pain in his poor little tongue? Nobody wanted to be a new chum. Being a chum is fun, that is why I'm one. Always smiling, always gay, chummy at work and chummy at play. Laugh away your worries, don't be sad and glum, and everyone will know that you're a chum, chum, chum. Why did the old cow cry, while the tears rolled down from her eyes of brown? Why did the old cow cry, moo-moo, walking with a frown, round and round the town? Did she seek hay and couldn't find some? No, but she wanted to be a new chum. Being a chum is fun, that is why I'm one. Always smiling, always gay, chummy at work and chummy at play. Laugh away your worries, don't be sad and glum, and everyone will know that you're a chum, chum, chum.
Somebody's chum, is there? That was Solomon N. Gay and Chum, the song from 1930. Maurice Elwyn was actually doing the lead vocals. Nobody seems to know really who Solomon and Gay were. Unknown aliases it has here on my script. Yeah, sometimes I do have a script. I did a little research myself, but I couldn't find out who they were. Probably somebody terribly famous, or people who wanted to be famous but weren't, one of the two. Anyway, I do hope you enjoyed that. I thought it was rather fun. Now, some years ago at a dinner party, and I have to tell you, I can't remember when or where exactly, so it must have been a fun evening. Anyway, as part of the after-dinner chat, we gave ourselves a musical quiz. Nothing formal, just remembering songs and their singers. Somebody asked us about how many versions we could recall of the song I Only Have Eyes For You. Well, this was about 10 years after Art Garfunkel had revived the song, and he had quite a success with it too, so we all remember that version. But this prompted someone else at the table to remember that their dad had bought the Arthur Mallard version, which apparently came out in the same year as the Art Garfunkel version, 1975, I think it may have been. And two colleagues remember that the Flamingos had a big hit with the song as well, and that was back in 1959. So that's three versions recorded at this point. But you know what was interesting? Nobody at the table knew who had the initial success with the song, nor the film where it was heard for the first time. Well, nowadays, of course, we have Angel Radio to plug such gaps for us in our musical knowledge. or maybe to just give us a nudge in the half-remembered direction in the name of the song. So let's see now. Who was the first to sing I Only Have Eyes For You? Well, the year was 1934, and the film was Dames, and it was one of those Busby Berkeley visual delight films. The film stars were Ruby Keeler and the man who got to sing the song to her, Dick Powell. So let's have a listen to them now. It's mostly Dick Powell here, but we do get a few words spoken by the wonderful Ruby Keeler. This is taken from the soundtrack, so there are plenty of traffic noises and passers-by, but I don't think it spoils the pleasure of a wonderful song in a beautiful film. It's the first time around in 1974. I only have eyes for you.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. And dear, I wonder if you find love an optical illusion too. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in the garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes.
Stars out tonight. He doesn't know if it's cloudy or bright.
That's right, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear.
The moon may be high, but he can't see a thing in the sky.
Why?
'Cause I only have eyes for you.
Now you don't know if you're in a garden, do you? Come on, answer me. Or on a crowded avenue. Be truthful. Ah, never mind. You're here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by.
Yes, but they all disappear.
Where?
From you. And I only have eyes for you. Thank you.
Soul Stuff, Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler, and I Only Have Eyes for You. And we'll have another first time around about the same time next week. But coming up next, let's take a look at this week back then.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
So let's take a look at some things that happened this week back then, and it was a good day, May the 18th, 1804, for Napoleon Bonaparte, as he was proclaimed Emperor of France by the French Senate. That was also a good day this very day back in 1927. At 7:40 in the morning, Charles Lindbergh took off from New York to cross the Atlantic for Paris. He was aboard, of course, the Spirit of St. Louis in the first solo non-stop transatlantic flight. Not so good news on this day back in 1910. The funeral for Britain's King Edward VII was held at Westminster Abbey, and it had one of the largest assemblages of European royalty ever seen. And good news for aviator Charles Lindbergh, who, as we've already heard, took off at 7:40 a.m. from New York to Paris. Well, he arrived the next day. Bless his little cotton socks. This week was not a good week for Anne Boleyn. Back in 1536, she was the second wife of King Henry VIII. Until today, that is, she was beheaded at the Tower of London on charges of adultery, incest, and treason. 113 years later, in 1649, England was declared a Commonwealth by an act of the Rump Parliament, making England a republic for the next 11 years. And talking about getting your head chopped off, it wasn't a good day for Ethelbert II of East Anglia. Back in 794, he went off on a visit to the Royal Mercian Court at Sutton Wells with a view to marrying Princess Elfrith. Instead, he was taken captive and beheaded. This week was not a good week for Bonnie or Clyde.
Thousands attend the homecoming of Clyde Barrow. In this Dallas funeral home, his body lies as an ever-ending line of men, women, and children from every walk of life file by his casket for a fleeting glimpse of the boy who had wrought so much death and destruction. Everyone wanted to see how such a bad boy looked in death. In life, his very presence would have struck fear to their hearts, but now they fear him not. Clyde's body is borne to the grave. Again, tragedy and shame descend upon his aged father and mother. Like his brother Buck, he died at the hands of the law.
This week back then, in 1499, Catherine of Aragon, Henry VIII's first wife, was married by proxy to Arthur, Prince of Wales, Henry VIII's brother. Catherine was 13 and Arthur was 12. And this week back then, Marilyn Monroe famously sang this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Well, there you go. Probably one of the most famous versions of Happy Birthday ever. Now, if you happen to be watching BBC Two on this very day back in 1969, 20th of May, it was a Tuesday, 11 o'clock in the morning, it was play school. Medicine Today at a quarter past one, and then nothing until 7 o'clock when it was Frontiers of Science. Newsroom in the World Tonight at 7:30. At 8 o'clock, the Stiff Kick Hair Scandals, 1932. A musical by David Wright with music and lyrics by David Wood, and it starred Charles Lewson as the rector of Stiff Key and the Gojos. Red Spotted Bull was at a quarter to ten, at 5 to 10 Europa, and at 20 past 10 Around the World, with The Flute and the Arrow, produced, directed and photographed by Arnie Suxdorf, music by Ravi Shankar. At 11:30 there was the news summary and the weather, and then Late Night Lineup at 25 to 12, The End of Today in Front of Tomorrow with Michael Dean, Joan Bakewell, Tony Bilbo, Sheridan Morley and their guests. Now, if radio was your bent, well, on this game, this very day, Radio 2 at 5:33, after the news, it was Breakfast Special with Paul Hollingdale. Ray Barrett was at 9 o'clock, and at 5 minutes to 10, it was 5 to 10. Jimmy Young was on at 10 o'clock, and at 11 o'clock, there was the Morning Story, followed by Wagoner's Walk at 11:15. Jimmy Young continued at 11:31. Cyril Fletcher came in with an accent on melody at 12 o'clock. Woman's Hour with Marjorie Anderson was on at 2, Dave Cash at 3, with Wagoner's Walk at 4:15 and Sports Break at 4:15. 31. Roundabout was on at 20 to 5 with Steve Race. Sports Review at 6:32. Album Time with Desmond Carrington at 20 to 7, followed by Sport. And then News Time with Corbett Waddle at 7:30. Weather forecast at 16 minutes to 8, and that was followed by Brain of Britain 1969 with Franklin Engelman in the chair. Ascent of New Mown Hay was on at 8:15. At 9:15, there was Boxing Special. And at 10:15, Radio 2 effectively closed down and handed over to Radio 1. I feel as though there would have been a program on somewhere between Ray Barrett and Breakfast Special, but that's just me. What do I know? Well, I do know that if you walked into a store this very week, back in 1969, and asked for the number one song, you would have got The Beatles and Get Back. We know that because we heard it last week. So this was at number two.
On the floor, the people dance around, moving close together, but they're all alone in the corner. There's the girl I once knew who broke me in two. So won't you please play a song, a sentimental song for my sentimental friend over there. We've been so sentimental friend over there. Bring the tears to her eyes, help to make her realize the love we had was just beyond compare. Then if the time is right, maybe I'll hold her tight, my sentimental friend over there. I recall we heard a sad song, the teardrops would fall and she'd hold me and tell me she'd be forever with me. So won't you please play a song, a sentimental song for my sentimental friend over there. We've been so sentimental friend over there. Oh, won't you please play a song, a sentimental song for my sentimental friend over there. We've been so long apart, make it go right to the heart of my sentimental friend over there. Bring the tears to her eyes, help to make her a sentimental friend over there. Oh, won't you please play a song, a sentimental
song. I do like that. Herman and his hermits there with my sentimental friend. And we'll be taking a look at some of the stuff that happened this week back then next week. Then, which will be this week back then next week in advance or something like that. I think we should go to the piano parlour, don't you?
My Texarkana baby, do I love her, Lordy love. Her pappy came from Texas and her ma from Arkansas. I'm twisted round her finger like a little piece of string, and yet I'm satisfied because she's such a precious thing. If she hauled off and slapped me, I would never feel the sting. She's my Texarkana baby. my Texarkana baby. Do I love her, Lordy, love? Her pappy came from Texas and her ma from Arkansas. She's pretty as a picture and you ought to hear her name. It's sweet as sorghum syrup and good old blue ribbon cane. She gives me lots of sugar and she never spills a grain. She's my Texarkana baby. She's my Texarkana baby. Do I love her, Lordy, Lord? Her pappy came from Texas and her ma from Arkansas. One night I went a-calling on my pretty little maid. I must admit to you I was a little bit afraid to offer her a diamond ring with one installment pay. She's my Texarkana baby. Texarkana baby, do I love her, Lordy, Lord? Her pappy came from Texas and her ma from Arkansas. She's got two eyes that twinkle like a good old country star. She's got a perfect figure that'll stop you where you are. Why, every time I look at her, I think of my guitar. She's my Texarkana baby.
Thank you.
two pianos there from Mr. Ronnie Aldridge and his two pianos, along with the London Festival Orchestra and Mrs. Robinson from 1968. We also had Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians featuring Fred Kreitzer and Francis Vigneault at the twin pianos. And we started off with Texarkana Baby from Eddie Arnold and his guitar. And there was piano in there as well, I know. All right, let's see, where are we? Oh, very, very close to the end of the first hour. Just about get this one in. I think I'll see you the other side of it at midnight.
Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina, dance. Thumbelina, sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall. Though you're no bigger than my thumb,
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 than my thumb.
Sweet Thumbelina, don't be glum,
don't be glum.
Now, 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 come, come, come.
Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina, dance. Thumbelina, sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
Than my toe,
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 than my toe.
Sweet Thumbelina, keep that glow,
keep that glow,
and you'll grow, and you'll grow, and you'll grow. Oh, Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina, dance. Thumbelina, sing.
Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.